All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But I want to play for you something from a man that I consider wallpaper. Literally. Like, if this man disappeared and I asked you for your greatest memory of this man's work, you would just look at wallpaper. There'd be nothing. This man has become obscenely wealthy due to his mastery of nothing. He is just there.
He's a very smart man, Mike.
No, he's not.
Don't you know where he went to school?
Yes,
just
I
wait.
Do.
He'll tell you.
So this is from Mike Greenberg of ESPN. I don't get Greeny. I don't get his existence. I don't remember the last opinion he had, much less one I agreed with. He's just this really highly paid traffic cop with great makeup. So let's party. Here's what he had to say about the Lions and their Super Bowl window. Strap in for this. Okay. So let me start with a couple things. A, Buffalo's in the playoffs every year. Buffalo has been good. They just haven't won the Super Bowl. It's not that their window is closed. It's that they haven't gotten it done. The Bengals is a god-awful comp. They went into Buffalo and won the year after they lost the Super Bowl. Then, you're right, they lost to the Chiefs. This year, Joe Burrow died. Don't quite think that's on the level.
Yeah.
So I want to just start with the beginning of it. If you want to tell me that Green Bay is here to stay, I agree with you. If you want to tell me this division won't be any walk in the park in the next few years, I am with you. But to suggest that the Lions' window has been missed when, frankly, they were a year ahead of schedule? People, can you help me?
See, that's a head scratcher because if he would have came out and said, hey, Lions fans, you have a new roommate. It's the Green Bay Packers. You may not like it, but you guys are going to be sharing a room together because you're going to be around for a while. You're going to be a nice little you'll actually be a rivalry because I think each game, you won't know who's going to win that game. But to sit here and say that Green Bay surpassed you, I guess he's basing it off of their last head-to-head, which was Thanksgiving Day. Because Thanksgiving Day, Green Bay was the better team. They came into Ford Field and did something that really nobody else could do, win that game, other than Seattle. But I'm with you. I don't see where the Lions are declining. It's not like they lost their quarterback. It's not like they lost their offensive line. It's not like they lost some skilled player. It's not like they lost a ton of people to free agency. I don't know what happened. If you're simply going on the fact that, well, in history it says that once you there, you fall off. So he's saying they're going to be next year's Philadelphia Eagles, if I hear this correctly.
Yeah, but the Eagles had absolute problems in the locker room. They have a coach that no one is sure whether he's any good. They lost both coordinators. Not one,
right?
Both coordinators.
You kept them.
And they had their enforcer kicked off the sidelines. He's like their team shaman, that Dominic DeSandro guy. Look, listen.
Well, maybe the common denominator is maybe the Niners broke the Lions.
The topic I'd rather do is it's like I don't even know what the comp would be. It's like you don't ever see anyone walking around with an Orange Julius, yet it's a business. I don't ever see anyone say they like Mike Greenberg, but yet he exists.
So he's Arby's.
The point I'm making, I just would love to know from you guys. Forget about the Greenberg element here. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is this take? That the Lions window is closed. That the Packers are now objectively better. And that the Lions will never get back. I couldn't believe when it was played for me. And I'm like, all right. I mean, I don't expect a lot from Greenberg. I mean, Greeny is just exceedingly boring. But my God.
He planted his flag.
This team's just getting started here. And whether they end up fulfilling the promise of what they are, to suggest that the window's closed, that is not the same as not getting it done.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, see, here's what happened. Because I was just as shocked, but you know what? Maybe this is just... Bear with me. Okay, because I'm not saying it's this, but I think maybe nationally it is a little bit of same old Lions. He's saying, okay, Detroit, you had your blip on the radar. You were good, but you know what? You're Detroit.
Felt patronizing, didn't it?
It did. You're Detroit. You can't do this again. I'll bet money you'll find a way to trip over yourself and just self-destruct. That's what that was. I thought last year the way they won and how they did it, and it felt, if you're a Detroit fan, it had to feel good because the nation embraced you. But now Greenberg is telling me, we all didn't embrace you. And some of us think that you're still the Lions and you're really will always be the Lions. And you're just the hard luck team of the NFL. Something bad will happen. I believe in Green Bay. I think Green Bay has a chance to come back. You know, they got rid of Aaron Rodgers and just things going to be good. If he had made this point after the Thanksgiving Day game, I could live with it. But... like both teams each lost in the playoffs. I don't see what puts Green Bay head and shoulders above the Lions. Now, if you talk like, once again, hey, Detroit, you got a new suite mate. You may not like it, but we think that you two are going to be on the same level. I can accept
I have
that.
No problem if you tell me, look, the Lions are in for a dogfight this year with the Pack.
Yep.
I have no problem if you say, look, I think the Pack might win the division. That has nothing to do with taking the next step and claiming their window is closed. No, you could say a window is closed when you have to release seven defensive starters the way the Eagles did. You could say, hey, Buffalo's window is closed right now. Why? Josh Allen's extension triggered. They had to release their entire defense, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Your window is closing when all of a sudden, you know, you went from the NFC Championship game to losing in the first round of the wild card to not making the playoffs. Window's done. You just made the NFC Championship game. You played a hell of a game against San Francisco. Yes. Did you give it away? You did. but I can't sit here and fault you and say, well, you'll never get back there. Come on, man. You're better than that.
All right, come on. Do you know anyone who actually likes Mike Greenberg?
I do. I know a couple people.
Who? I know a couple. As Cat people. Williams once said, it is unlike you to have an aversion to losers. What is wrong with you?
Hey, man, people like different things.
But what? What is the redeeming quality?
Because some think he's smart.
By sitting there and letting other people do his work?
That is smart if you think about it.
He's a traffic cop.
If you can get other people to do your work, that's pretty smart.
I could have Roberto host Get Up. I'd get the same thing.
Right, but when he goes into that deep thought and that look, like, you know, I was thinking.
Yeah, okay, sure you were. Or your nine writers were. All right, David, what is your take on that? I think it's one of the most absurd things I've ever heard. It's absurd.
It is absurd. I will believe that the Green Bay Packers will compete with the Detroit Lions in the division this year. But to say that their window, the Lions' window, is closed, first off, it just opened. And they pushed it open. Last year, they went to levels they weren't expected to go to last year. They were expected, everyone said, win the division, win a playoff game.
Right.
They went all the way to the NFC Championship game. They pushed their window open. It will be open for years now.
David, right. Like, when you look, I look at a team like the Cleveland Browns. You did it with Flacco, and it was kind of a piecemeal type of thing. If you told me, guys, that's a one-off, won't happen again, you know, Watson's not that good, he's why, I could buy that. But nobody, your both coordinators came back, your coach is there. Nothing major has happened. You've actually added to the roster.
Jahmyr Gibbs is going to get better. Sam LaPorta is going to get
better. J-Mo's getting better.
J-Mo's getting better.
And for everybody who said we blasted J-Mo, man, J-Mo.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Right.
Brian Branch.
Right.
Now, I'm not including Jack Campbell, just for the sake of argument. Let's just keep it rolling.
Kirby Joseph.
Look at what you've added. The defensive line is going to be better. The offensive line should not take any noticeable step back.
You got one of the best tight ends in the game.
I just don't understand it.
Right. Your running back situation. Yeah, good luck with that. Like, I don't know.
That's your boy.
I didn't understand that at all, to say that it's closed, because there's – I really wish somebody would have followed up and said, tell me why.
Follow up? It's an echo chamber. There's nothing to follow up. It's not like they're taking calls.
I would have needed somebody to – you know what, Greeny? Tell me why.
I would have walked off the set. I'd be like, I can't do this. This is ridiculous. Get me somebody with a brain. I got to go. This guy's got makeup in his brain. Get out of here. You know how much makeup those TV people wear?
I do.
My God.
You forget, I used to work in TV.
Right, we're out here El Natural. Ain't no makeup for us.
We got faces for radio.
248-539-9797. I'd love to hear from you. ESPN, First Take, First Step, Get Up, whatever the hell the show's called. Awful. I think one of the most egregious takes about the Lions ever. There, I said it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.